Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. Well, here we are, New Year's Eve, 2009. And I want to deliver the last post here to this professional speaking community in as nice a way and as in as loving a way as I possibly can, although while still maintaining the mental toughness and the critical thinking skills that I talk about in my program. So here it is. Oh, let me just throw it out there and give it to you. And if you're not sitting, you might want to sit down. And if you don't have a helmet on, you might want to buckle up. So just here it is. Here's my question to you. Here's my critical thinking question to all of you who are aspiring speakers, aspiring professional speakers. I know we've got speakers that listen to this blog that are very successful, and we've got speakers that are brand new speakers, but we've got a lot of speakers that are subscribers to this blog that haven't broken in yet, and you've been trying to break in for years, and some of you are personal friends of mine, some of you have been in audiences I've spoken to, or you've read my books, or whatever it is, and you've been trying to break into this business. You've been going to NSA meetings, you've been going to ASTD meetings, you've been going to all kinds of speaker functions for many years, but you still haven't broken into it. Here's my critical thinking question for you. Sit down and buckle up. Here it is. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I mean this in the nicest way I can say it, you guys. What are you waiting for? I've known some of you guys for 15 years, and you're no closer to getting to the professional speaking business, into the business, than you were then. And it's not that you don't have the talent. It's not that you don't have the resources. A lot of you are graduates of the Bill Gove Speech Workshop. You guys, I'm telling you, after 15 years of being in this business, done pretty well over the years, that is the best program in the industry to learn speaking skills. Now, obviously, I own the program now. I'm the master license of the program. But I speak on mental toughness training. Go Google me on the internet and see how much speaking stuff comes up. It's all about mental toughness. I don't make a living promoting the Bill Gove Speech Workshop. I make a living giving speeches, writing books about mental toughness, and working with sales teams. So it's hard for me to say this with complete objectivity, but that Bill Gove Workshop, the skills in that workshop made my career. Bottom line, that's it. Now, that's the skill side. The other side is the marketing side. That's why we have this blog, for example, just as part of it. That's why Mike Stewart and I created the Professional Speaker Show. We've got marketing seminars, and not just our stuff. There's a lot of people out there. You got to avoid the speaker trainers that are saying, oh, this business is easy, and you know you can become a millionaire overnight, and all that nonsense, and all those lies, because that's all BS. And I hope if you're listening to this blog, you know that. Don't listen to those people that say it's very easy, and you know they're making all these claims, because most of those people are not professional speakers. They're people that teach speakers that have never spoken for a fee or never for a major fee. You gotta know that part of this business is filled with, it's like walking down the street in any major city. You know, most of the people are real nice, and there's some people who are not real nice. And if you walk down the streets of a city, any major city at nighttime, you better be careful. You better have your eyes wide open. There's no difference in this business. Most of the people are very honest, and they're very nice, and they're straightforward. And some of them are not. And you can find them all over the internet, these guys saying how easy this business is. What Bill Gove believed in, excuse me, what I believe in, what Dawn believes in, and all the speakers we work with believe in, is telling the truth about this business. Because if you know the truth, you can make it happen. That's that part of it. So you got the art part of it covered, Bill Gove Speech Workshop. I wouldn't go anywhere else. I mean, whether I owned it or I didn't own it, I used to tell people this before I owned any of it. You've got the marketing part. We've got, that's why Mike Stewart and I started ProfessionalSpeakerShow.com. 90 hours of video. Okay, how do you get business once you have the art part and you understand the marketing part? Siebold Success Network. That's why we built this network. We've got an incredible successful meeting coming up January 15th through the 17th in Atlanta. Now, we did a test meeting in July and signed over 3,000 speaker contracts for speakers, trainers, coaches, and consultants in 10 different countries around the world, which has resulted since July in close to $1 million in business. Not for me, for all the other people. I actually made about $90,000. As a result of the business I got from those contracts, but I was not the highest grossing speaker in the Siebold Success Network meeting that got contracts for the meeting. We had speakers make over $200,000. So There it is. You go to the Seabold Success Network, go to SeaboldSuccessNetwork.com. Come to the meeting in Atlanta. We still have room. We got speakers from six countries coming, okay? You'll get contracts for leads. You get leads. You break into companies. You've got the art, you've got the marketing, and you've got direct contracts to call companies to deliver your program. Here's my question again. What are you waiting for? It's all there for you guys. Some of you guys, again, are good friends of mine, and the buffet table is loaded. It's right there. It's all there. All you have to do is start eating. Just start moving forward and stop hesitating and with going to getting the training you need or getting the business you need or making the calls you need to make or making the decisions you need to make. When's it going to be, guys? If it's not 2010, when are you going to do this? None of us are getting any younger. Let's move forward. When I met Bill Gove in 1996, he said, look, I'll show you everything you need to know, but you're going to have to do the work. And I said, I got no problem doing that, Bill. That's what I talk about mental toughness. I'll do the work. I just don't know what the hell I'm doing. And that's exactly, and I use that word because that's what I said to the man. I said, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I said, I have all the energy. I'll fight, you know, hard as anyone you'll ever see, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm incompetent at this point in terms of the art and the business of the speaking business. He says, that's not a problem. I've been doing it for 50 years. You follow my plan in 5 years or less, you'll be a millionaire in this business and you'll do everything you want to do. You'll live every dream that you want to live in this business. And 5 years later, that's what happened. I mean, because the man knew what he was doing and I applied the effort. And so have a lot of other speakers. So I'm asking, is this the year you're going to do this? Are you going to be thinking New Year's Eve next year? Well, you know, really my dream is to be a speaker. I really want to do this. It's all there for you, man. It's all there for you. We've got all the programs, all the training. If you don't need any of that, just move forward, apply effort. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. And if you're going to be someone who stands up on a stage and tells sharp, highly educated, very intelligent people what they should be thinking or what you suggest they should do or anything else, you better be doing it yourself. Because if you're a Casper Milk Toast and you're going to stand on a stage and tell other strong people what to do, it's not going to work. I promise you. People have tried it before. You've got to be the message. You're as close to the message as we possibly can be. None of us are obviously perfect, but you got to be the message. So I challenge you this year to do it this year. If you need training, the courses are there. If you need to make calls, make the calls. Whatever it is, do it in 2010. We're not getting any younger. We may not even be here next year. I don't know. I hope we are, but there's no guarantees, right? Tomorrow is a promissory note. So let's do it now. You can do this. That's the last thing I want to say here is you can do it. If I can do it, if other speakers can be successful in this business, why not you? We're no smarter than you are. Come on. I mean, objective reality. We talk about objective reality and critical thinking every day and mental toughness. I speak to audiences, do conference calls, all the stuff, write about it in books, all the stuff that I do. We talk about this all the time. Here's objective reality in the speaking business. None of us are rocket scientists. None of us. I know most of the top speakers. I've worked with almost every top speaker in the country that's a major league speaker. And let me tell you, I've sat backstage in the green room with them. They're all really smart people. I've read their books. I've listened to their CDs, etc., watched their programs. I buy every speaker stuff I possibly can so I can learn. And I know a lot of them personally. They're great people and they ain't rocket scientists. They're no smarter than you. They're no smarter than me. And that means there's room for you. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. Are you going to do it or not? Do it or let it go. And why would you let it go? It's the greatest life in the world. I can't recommend it to you any more highly than that. It's just the greatest thing in the world. Go for it in 2010. What are you waiting for? What have you got to lose? Go for it. Be the speaker you want to be. And I'll look forward to sharing the stage with you at some point. Happy New Year, everyone. Go for your dream. And we'll talk to you in 2010. I'm Steve Seabold. Thanks for listening.